welcome to the fourth and final video in our series about how to use Skype Meeting Broadcast. In this video, we'll see how to download the recording of your event and how to pull the event metrics reports. So, let's go back to the Skype Meeting Broadcast Schedule and Management portal, broadcast.skype.com. In the Ended section, tap or click your completed meeting. This opens the post-meeting summary page. When the download is available, you'll see a download video link as shown here. You can download the video and edit it if you wish, and then upload it to your preferred location. Meetings are recorded by default, so long as you didn't clear the video recording checkbox when you scheduled the meeting. Your event meeting URL remains live for 90 days, so if anyone opens the join link after the meeting is finished, they can still watch the recording. In the Reports section, you can find data about how many people joined the meeting, how many were invited, how many attended simultaneously at a peak, and a breakdown of the attendees' operating systems, devices, and browsers. To download and open this report in Excel, tap or click Download Meeting Report. Note that participant information, such as names and email addresses, isn't available for all company or anonymous meetings. They're available only with the secure meeting type. This concludes our series of videos on Skype Meeting Broadcast. We hope you found them useful and that you're feeling ready and confident to schedule your own event. For more information, productivity guides, and materials, visit the Skype Meeting Broadcast website. Thank you for watching.